listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Let's talk about numbers, because we got to, you know, it's one of those things when the Ten Commandments came down, first couple times you read them, you were like, oh, what one's next, you know? But if you're religious, you probably still, or at least a majority of religious people, look at the Ten Commandments and say, that's still pretty profound. We've said this now a couple of times, it's still profound. After another straight-up win for Golden State, with Durant sitting, with Curry, the good Curry, playing. Now, Curry's in, Durant's out, 3 years of data. This is the Durant era, 32-4 straight up. That's 89% straight up. When Curry and Durant play, so you're thinking you're adding one of the best players in the NBA, it's 78%. So it's just Curry, the good Curry, 89, the good Curry and Durant, 78. Now, when it's just Durant and there's no good Curry, 61%. Now, here's the question, and it's probably one that doesn't have an answer, but I think we've got to ask it of ourselves and get an answer eventually. Sometimes the two, you know, Barkley, for example, you've got the analytics and you've got the anti-analytics. Though anyone that's anti usually says, oh, I don't really not like them. It's just I think they're overdone, you know. Okay. When your eyes and the numbers agree, you don't need both. Right? There's no disagreement. If you just had the numbers, you'd get the right answer. If you just had your eyes, you'd get the right answer. When your eyes and the numbers disagree is when you got to trust one or the other. Do you agree with that, Fez?
I do.
Okay. It almost feels like he goes, you know I'm heading down a road here I don't like. So something that was obvious, you still went, I do. Okay. Yes, you do. Now, the numbers tell us that Golden State is better. Now, Colin today was saying, I don't know about better. They're different. No, they're 32-4. That's enough games statistically, especially the fact that you could have lost with the good Curry four more games to tie what the percentage is with Curry and Durant. That means even if they did get lucky in some of these games, even four of them, it'd be like, how can Curry by himself be just as good in that case if there was four more losses on the 32-4? If it was 28-8, you would still say Curry is somehow by himself as good as Curry and Durant. So on one hand, the numbers strongly say that Curry in this team, as it's constituted without Durant, plays better over 3 years than with Curry and Durant. Do you agree with that?
I do.
Okay. What does your eyes tell you? No freaking way.
No freaking way. Durant is like an MVP candidate. How can Golden State possibly be worse? And they go to him in clutch time.
Okay. So in this case, this is the time, in theory, the numbers matter. Because every guy in a bar, every Archie Bunker wannabe has his eyes. Right? A guy like you with his actuarial degree from Northwestern has the math with his little scientific calculator from 1986 you've got there. So the question he just pulled up. The question is, do you trust the numbers, Steve Fezzik, numbers guru, or do you trust your eyes when it comes to how good Golden State is in its various formations?
I trust the numbers. And
whoa. Did that change yesterday? Because you've been, I mean, literally a week ago, you said Golden State was worth that Durant was worth 3 points to Golden State. And then on Monday, he goes,
2.5.
No, it was 1.1.
Yeah. And then, no, I think it went to 2.5. Okay. Then it went to 1.1. So now, so the first 30 games didn't really affect you when it was like 30-4. But the last two have convinced you from 3 points to nothing?
Well, they're important data points where
BS.
Games 5 and 6 against Houston, RJ.
They're like 2 of 40 games.
4 games.
You know something? If you would have just said, you know, in this case, I can't trust the numbers, I would have respected it. The idea that you're acting like, so then let me ask you, what is the marketplace doing? Meaning, under your theory, let's see if Fezzik is going to live up, and we got to wrap this segment, and I'll do it quickly. Are you going to live up to what you just said across the country? So unless the marketplace is valuing Durant at zero, unless the line is pretty much what it would be if they had Durant, you should be making a monster $10,000 plus type bet on Golden State, because the assumption is, hey, they're being discounted for not having Durant. And now, in the week of evolution that we've never seen before, you went from thinking, well, yeah, 3 points of discount, all the way to none. If you believe it's none, if you believe Golden State is as good or even better, the numbers say they're better. They're better. So if somehow Durant was announced to come back, you think the line would actually get worse?
No, it wouldn't.
All right, so the marketplace disagrees with your newfound belief in the numbers.
Yeah, the market would still say Durant is probably worth a couple points.
So are you making a monster bet on Golden State game 3?
It's a horrible spot for them in that
Whatever the spot is, it's being accounted for.
It is more than being accounted for in the line. I'm going to bet Golden State game 3, yes.
But the fact that you kind of said that, like, I'm going to bet them.
I'm betting Golden State, yes.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Now, yesterday, for those that listened in a dedicated fashion, we didn't even tout it. It wasn't like at the beginning of the show, oh, here comes the caloric intake game of the year. But in the last segment, it came. And I could talk about it even more. Instead, let's listen to it. But as you're listening, I want you to think about what happened. And then it's almost going to be like, man, it's like he saw the future. Let's listen. Cantor under 11.5 points. Why? Due to Ramadan, he is not allowed to eat from sun up to sundown. This game is starting where it's dark back east, but in Golden State, he won't be able to take in any water or any food until mid-fourth quarter is the estimate. And the idea that that's not going to affect him is absurd. Caloric intake prop of the year under Cantor, 11.5 points. Wow. So, Fez, it's one thing to go under 11.5, and he had what, 4 or 6?
4 points.
Four points.
2 for 3. Shot 67%. Take a bow, RJ Bell.
But how many minutes did he play?
Played 19 minutes and less than 5 minutes in the second half.
Okay. So, obviously, the minutes tell us that he and the coach have decided this is a struggle for him, especially when it's a day game in the locale.
Yeah, and keep in mind, coming into that in the postseason, Cantor was averaging 32 minutes a game.
All right, so in the postseason. His religious fasting,
yep.
32 minutes.
Yep.
Yesterday, when it was a situation where it was still daytime when the game started all the way into the fourth quarter, or still sunlight out, sun's up, 19 minutes. So here's the question, Fez. It's, you know, these prop bets are the type the bookies tend to be slow to catch up. If somehow it comes out 11.5 again, I'd probably be just as anxious to bet the same amount. So let's put that out there. If you can get that prop, look at it. But we were saying we don't know what the number's going to be. They might make a big adjustment. Obviously, this is a big show. A lot of people bet it. I'm sure they got hurt on it, the bookies, which makes me gleeful and happy. So the question becomes, Fez, what is the buy price? What number over under points would you play Cantor under? Because again, sunset in this Portland game. So this game three is at 8:36 local time.
Right when the game's ending.
So literally Cantor, think about it, guys. Think about waking up and not even be able to have a glass of water.
5:30 a.m., sunrise.
Or whatever time you wake up. But yeah, like you said, maybe he's waking up at 5 and chugging. I don't know. But now it's 5, 6, all the way to noon, all the way to 6. You're practicing. Now you're playing a freaking basketball game. You can't have food or water. I mean, it's amazing discipline. Give him credit. It's not good for the results. So what is the over-under buy price that we would still go under for game three, Cantor's point?
Under 8.5 is my buy price.
Wow. So we went under 11.5, and it's almost 30% less. You could take 30% off it, and we still think it's bettable.
Exactly right, because I think the cumulative effect of every other day having to fast and then play and having to do that Tuesday, Thursday, and now Saturday with another one of these 6:05 start times, the very end of the day, got to be super difficult.
You know, I should just take Monday off. I mean, the money we made the country, I mean, but I'm not going to. I'll be here straight out of Vegas on Monday.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
All right, guys, the Preakness, we've got an expert out of Houston Radio, Fred Fowler. How you doing, Fred?
I'm doing fantastic, guys.
Okay, we got 5 minutes, probably 4 minutes and 50 seconds. Why so little? Because in my opinion, this is the least amount of interest in a Triple Crown race. The Preakness especially, I've seen in 20-plus years. By the way, it's been 20-plus years since the Kentucky Derby winner didn't race in the Preakness, which means the very act of racing means a Triple Crown possibility is alive. It's been 20-plus years since 1996 that it wasn't alive. It's not alive here. And oh, by the way, the Triple Crown itself, potential, meaning a win in the Derby and Preakness. So you're going into the Belmont with a chance. Last 21 years, 11 times. So more than half the time, there's been a potential Triple Crown winner in the Belmont. I think horse racing has been so fortunate with that we've felt energy and interest that might have been a little bit artificially inflated. And now we see without those artificial inflations, and boy, there's not a lot of interest in this race. First of all, Fred, let's start there. Do you agree with me about the general disinterest?
Oh, absolutely. I think I may be the only person on the planet that's excited about it because I think I'm going to make some money. But the reality is this is like the Belmont in the years where you don't have a horse going for the Triple Crown. It's just another big race. And you can get on TV and do whatever you want to try to build it up to make it exciting. But the truth is, unless you're trying to make money off it, there's nothing special about this race. When you don't have the winner of the Derby, you don't have the horse that ran second and was gifted the win from the Derby. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Okay, now, here's why we're going to spend another 3 minutes on it. It is going to be one of the five biggest bet horse races of the entire calendar year. And Jonas, now you famously have some kind of erratic, no one can understand it approach to betting the Derby.
Yeah.
That somehow you're supposed to bet every horse, but then lo and behold, finally there's a $50 winner and you didn't bet that horse. What do you do with the Preakness?
Well, if they're going to pull the shenanigans they pulled last time, I'm not going near it. Unless Fred gives me a winner. If Fred gives me a winner, I'll go.
So you're saying the parimutuel pool is losing your $12?
Yeah, whatever that means. Yeah.
All right, so here's the two questions for you, Fred. And Fred Fowler, he literally wrote a book on horse racing. The highest rated drive time radio host in Houston, him and his partner AJ, who's been on our show also. Question one of two. What makes the Preakness different to handicap? Forget the horses this year. What is it about this race that's unusual?
Well, the unusual thing is that it's a much more fairly run race than the Derby. When you look at the Derby, you're going to have 20 horses, and that's part of the problem and part of the reason why that disqualification was so stupid. With the Preakness, you don't have that. You're going to have 13. It's a more manageable field. And I think you're going to get a more honestly run race. And I think that makes it a little bit easier to handicap than the Derby, because you're probably not going to have all the traffic problems that you have in a 20-horse field. So it really is a more honest type of race to handicap.
But how does the Preakness compare to, let's say, some other stakes race, some other high-dollar race with high-caliber horses? Is it about the same then? Is it the Derby is what's different and Preakness gets back to normal? Or is Preakness different than some of those earlier races?
Well, I think Preakness being longer than some of the earlier races, you still have, I would consider this the second best group of three-year-olds. I think most of the best three-year-olds were in the Derby. So it's still a high-quality race. But it's also a race where we've seen some of these horses run at a mile and a quarter in the Kentucky Derby. We've kind of seen how some horses that ran, say, in the Florida Derby went to Kentucky and did. So we have a better feel for how these horses are going to run. And I think you're going to see I don't think you're going to see a ridiculous result on Saturday like we did in the Derby when you had all the demolition going on and everything else.
So yes or no, is 3 weeks off or 2 weeks off, 3 weeks between the races, is that a quicker turnaround than these horses are used to?
Yes, it's a much quicker turnaround. And usually you want a month to 5 weeks to 6 weeks between races. And that's why when horses come back from the Derby, they usually hold their form pretty well in the Preakness. But you're not getting the horses that were the best in the Derby. So I think you're going to see some of the – I think this race is going to be a won by a horse that did not run in the Kentucky Derby.
Here's the money shot. If a listener out there is looking to bet Jonas Stau $8 to $12, maybe even running wild, you know, decide not to go to the club and not having to pay that cover, so he bets 20. What should our listeners do, coming from Fred Fowler, the expert?
Well, I like the two-horse Bourbon War, and I think the easy thing to do is just play him to win, place, and show. If you want to spend a little to try to make a lot, I like an exact-a-box, a three-horse exact-a-box, like we tried to do in the Derby, with the two Bourbon War, the seven Always Mining, and the 13 Win-Win-Win. You can do that for a dollar, and you just need your horses to run first and second. And those are all three long shots, so if you hit it, you're going to be very, very happy. It'll cost you $6 for the total bet because you're buying six combinations.
Okay, so quickly and with a speaking from the sternum, repeat exactly the bets. So there's going to be the win, place, show on the two horse, and then there was one more. Say that clearly one more time.
Yeah, the $1 exact-a-box, 2713. That's all you have to tell them when you go up to the window. Say, I want a $1 exact-a-box, 2713, and it'll cost you $6.
Okay, Fred Fowler. You can follow him on Twitter, Fred Fowler, all one word. F-A-O-U-R. Now, you've got 18 seconds. You have a book you just published, a book other than horse racing. You've got 18 seconds to tout it.
It's actually a novel, and it's called just go to JesusTheNovel.com. It's got horse racing, poker, gambling, sex, the mafia, you name it. And it's all based around the racetrack, and it is a fantastic novel. And we're making a movie out of it. I think you'll love it.
Wow.
How was that?
Like, you got like a Super 8 project, you know, camera you're making a movie, or Hollywood's making a movie?
No, we're having a real production company make a movie out of it. It's called Jesus Just Lucky Tango. So there you go.
We're lucky to have him, Fred Fowler. And by the way, guys, his show, the number one show in Houston, is going on right now. Just mysteriously, Fred Fowler missed a segment. Thanks, Fred.
All right. Thank you, man.
When we come back.
Fred out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.